So let's review. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel teaches five halachas regarding mezuzah. Kasvi igeres psula, v'loy sirtit, v'loy diktik b'chaseris v'yaseris ki igeres b'alma. If a mezuzah was written like a letter without sirtut, or without accurate spelling, the mezuzah is possible because there's a gzeresh shav of the words kasiva. The pasuk of mezuzah states, u'chasavtem ha-mezuzah b'isechu b'sherecha. And the pasuk of get states, v'chasav la-sefer krisis. Ma-sefer b'yid diktuk, av mezuzah b'yid diktuk. Tala b'makel psula. If a mezuzah was attached to a stick and then hung onto the doorpost, the mezuzah is possible because the word bisharecha means that the mezuzah must be affixed to the doorpost. Mitzvah lahanicha b'tei chalali shel pesach. The mezuzah must be affixed to the portion of the doorpost inside the airspace of the doorway because the pasuk states, uvisharecha. Kesava ashnei dafen psula. A mezuzah that was written in two columns is possible. Rashi explains, two columns on one piece of parchment. Tesis explains the mezuzah was written on two pieces of parchment. The Gemara in the following daf mentions the halacha of mezuzah b'yamin. The mezuzah is always affixed to the doorpost that is on the right side of one entering the room. The Gemara here discusses the case of pischa debein trei bati, two apartments or rooms that each has its own entrance from the outside and also have a door between the two rooms. Since each doorpost can be considered yamin for one of the apartments, the halacha is as follows: b'mezuzah halach achar heker tzir. The room that has the hinges from where the door hangs is considered the inside regarding Yemin. The Gemara proceeds with various halachas and kefiyas mezuzah, the way to affix the mezuzah to the doorpost. Yehuda Merav says, Asal kiminagar psula. A mezuzah that was positioned like a bolt is possible. And the Gemara explains that this depends if the mezuzah was kisichsa, like a bolt, or kistavira, like the ankle joint of the foot. And there's a machlik is Rash Betesis in understanding this Gemara. Rashi explains, Mushkav kesichta psula. If the mezuzah is in a horizontal position like a bolt in the wall, it's possible. Mi'umad kistavira kosher. If the mezuzah is in a vertical position like the joint in the foot, it's kosher. While Taisis holds vice versa. Mi'umad kesichta psula. If the mezuzah is in a vertical position like a stake in the ground, it's possible. Mushkav kistavira kosher. If the mezuzah is in a horizontal position like the joint in the foot, it's kosher. And therefore, the Rama paskens hamadaktikin yoytzin yidei shnehem u'manichin oisa b'shipua u'balachsin v'chein ro'olenik. Our custom is to fulfill both opinions, and we fix the mezuzah in a slanted position so that it does not be horizontal nor vertical. The Gemara then discusses geiva mezuzah, the mezuzah's position and height. If Zeira Amar of Masna Amar Shmuel says, mitzvah lahanicha b'tchilas shlesha elyon, the mezuzah should be affixed on the upper portion of the doorpost, not lower than one third from the top, because ukshartim uchsavtim. There's a hekesh from tefillin to mezuzah that teaches, makshir begeiva, af kesiva begeiva. Just like tefillin is worn on top of the head, so too the mezuzah must be affixed toward the top of the doorpost. While Rav Huna says, magbiyim min akarka tefach, u'marchik min akarka tefach, v'chol ha-pesach kulei kasher le-mezuzah. The mezuzah can be affixed anywhere in the doorpost as long as it is one tefach above the ground and one tefach below the top. The Gemara then discusses reichav mezuzah, the mezuzah's position in width. Rava says, mitzvah la'anicha b'tefach ha-samach l'shus ha-rab. In a wide doorpost, the mezuzah should be affixed within a tefach closest to the outside, either because kadesh yifka b'mezuzah miyad, one who enters should immediately encounter the mezuzah, or because kihecha detintere, the mezuzah should protect the entire home from azikin. As Reb Chanina says, b'y re'ei, sh'loi k'midas ha-kodesh baruch u'midas basav adam. Hashem does not act in the ways of a mortal king. Midas basav adam, melech yishev mibifnim, ve'am mishamer leisav mibachutz. A mortal king, he sits inside and his subjects protect him from the outside. However, midas ha-kodesh baruch u'ein ha-kein, avadav yishev mibifnim, v'hu mishamer mibachutz. But with Hashem, his subjects sit inside and Hashem protects them from the outside. As the pasuk states, Hashem shemrecha, Hashem tzilcha al-yad yiminecha. The Gemara then discusses oimik mezuzah, the mezuzah's position in depth. Rabbah says, hemik lo tefach. If a mezuzah was put into a hole in the doorpost, it depends. If the hole is less than one tefach in depth, the mezuzah is kosher. If the hole is one tefach or more in depth, the mezuzah is pasul. Pesach she'achiri hadelas. Im yesh shom tefach, tzarech mezuzah acheres. Vim lav, eina tzarech mezuzah acheres. If there were two doors next to each other, it depends. If between them there is a separation of one tefach, then each door requires its own mezuzah. But if the separation is less than one tefach, then only one door requires a mezuzah, because as Rashi explains, Shari kamunach bo'ise pesach atzmai. The two doorways are considered as one. Hemed lo malbein shalkanim chaytech shveferes u'manicha. If the doorpost was made of hollow reeds, he cuts open a section of the reed and puts the mezuzah into the hole, and it's kasher, because it's considered affixed to the doorpost. Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava makes the following distinction. The mezuzah is kosher only if it was put into the reed after it was attached to the doorway. However, chatach v'niach ulebesev hemed psula. If the mezuzah was put into the reed before it was attached to the doorway, the mezuzah is possible because of tasa v'leimena asi. You shall make it and not use something which is already made. Those mitzvahs that require an asiya, something to be made, such as to affix a mezuzah to the doorpost, must be done initially in a way that is valid to fulfill the mitzvah. In our case, therefore, since at the time the mezuzah was affixed to the reed, the mitzvah was not fulfilled because it was not on the doorway, the mezuzah remains possible even after it was put on the doorway. Rava says, Hani pischi shimoi b'turin min mezuzah. A doorway that is incomplete does not require a mezuzah. My pischi shimoi, either a deleslu tikra, it has no lintel above the doorway, or deleslu shakufi, it has no post on the side of the doorway. Rav Chizda says, Achsadru, ava b'shesh l'petzimin, b'turin min mezuzah. A porch that is enclosed on three sides and is completely open on the fourth side does not require a mezuzah. And even though yesh l'petzimin, there are beams on the two sides and top of the doorway, it is patur because this is not considered a pesach because she'en asuyin ela l'chizik tikra. The beams are only meant to support the roof, but not to serve as a doorway. Rav Yehuda says, Behir ziki chai b'shtei mezuzahs. As the Gemara explains, this is a case of beis shar ha-pesuch l'chatzur u'batim pesuchin l'beis shar. A gatehouse that has two doors, one leads out to a courtyard and one leads into the house. The two doors each require their own mezuzah. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding beis shar pesuch legina b'liketonis. If a gatehouse has two doors, one leads out to a garden which is patur b'mezuzah and the other leads into the house which is chayav b'mezuzah, Rabbi Yosi oimer nidin k'ketonis, v'chachamim oimer nidin k'beis shar gina. Rabbi Yosi holds the beis shar has the status of the house and is chayav b'mezuzah, while the chacham holds the beis shar has the status of the garden and is patur b'mezuzah. The Gemara mentions two approaches to this machlekes. Rav and Shmuel say l'chumrah stringently. There is no machlekes regarding megina l'bayis chayef. All agree that the door between the gedas and house that leads from the garden to the house requires a mezuzah because bia d'bayisu. The door opens to the house, therefore it's part of the bayis. The machlekes is only regarding mebayis legina, the door between the gedas and garden that leads from the house to the garden. Rabbi Yosi holds kitayni sikr. The gedas was made exclusively for the house, therefore it's part of the bayis and all its doors require a mezuzah. The door to the garden was made exclusively for the garden. Therefore, it's part of the gina, and the door that opens to the garden does not require a mezuzah. While Rabbi Rav Yosef say lekula leniently, there's no machlekes regarding mibayis legina pater. All agree that the door between the gedas and garden does not require a mezuzah, because pischa de ginahu, the door opens to the garden, therefore it's part of the garden. The machlekes is only regarding megina lebayis, the door between the gedas and the house. Rabbi Yosef holds chayav b'mezuzah bia debayisu, because the door serves the house. While the Chacham hold patur b'mezuzah kula deita de gina hu d'avida. Since the gedas was made exclusively for the garden, it's considered part of the gina, and all its doors do not require mezuzah. The Gemara concludes, v'ilchasa k'rav b'shmul l'chumrah.